Hello and welcome to Community Spotlight. My name is Carolyn Smith, and each week I bring in folks from the community who are either working on their own or with organizations to make Grant County a great place to live. And there's a lot of amazing work being done in our community, and today I have two people involved in some of that work. I have Sissy McAndrew, who is the Executive Director of the Southwest Chamber of the New Mexico Green Chamber of Commerce, and also Adrian Booth, who is the Outreach Assistant for the Southwest Chapter of the New Mexico Green Chamber of Commerce, and also the Visitor Center's Manager and Volunteer Coordinator. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Glad you're here. Thanks, Carolyn.
Happy to be here.
So today we're going to talk about the Tamal Fiesta Imas. The second annual Tamal Fiesta. Sissy and Adrian are both very involved in putting this event on. So maybe, Sissy, you can start by talking about a little bit about the Green Chamber of Commerce.
All right.
And its history, and then we'll go into talking about the Tamal Fiesta.
Sounds great. In 2009, we started the Green Chamber, and at that point, it was more just getting together once a month with people and talking about what was going on in our community, and sustainability was a key factor. In 2010, we decided to go from a steering committee to a board of directors, and at that point, I had been attending a lot of meetings, not only in Silver City, but elsewhere, and they asked me if I wouldn't mind taking on the position of part-time executive director, which I did. It started off absolutely wonderful because right at the turn of the year, we started the state chapter, and immediately got into going up to the legislature with specific issues. And we're able to really make a difference by starting a grassroots movement, getting people to send emails, supporting different bills. And suddenly, just out of a grassroots approach, we were able to really get a name for us and start making a difference for independent businesses throughout the state. We have several different agendas that we focus on. First one that we started with that you're actually very involved in was the farmers market. It got to a point where the people that have been running the farmers market, as often happens, got burned out and decided they were no longer going to do it. And there was a concern, what's going to happen? You know, all the Green Chamber could say is, please get a group together. We'll support you in any way we can. And that's when the new farmers market started up, which has now become its own 501c3. That's dealing with local foods, and we support local foods. We feel that's a key component to sustainability. We feel, and you're going to hear how all of this ties into the Tamal Fiesta. We also have a real concern about building what we consider green jobs, and those are sustainable jobs. Those are independent businesses and entrepreneurship. We coordinate with a volunteer center. We are trying to do everything we can to help small independent businesses and to work with green jobs, so electricians that are dealing with solar or landscaping companies that are dealing with water catchment and retention. Anything that's really helping us to preserve and use our resources more wisely. We think of everything in a triple bottom line, which is basically thinking, yes, about the economy, yes, about the people involved, but thirdly, about the environment. And when you look at it in that way, you really can make decisions for the long term. And so that's the way we approach green jobs. And we also are involved in buying local. And it's something that's been talked about in Grant County for years, but we have really started initiatives now. We have Buy Local Week, which is in December, and we have proclamations that go to both the city and the county that talk about the benefits of buying local, which is it keeps the money here at home. And for fundraising, which I've been involved in for years, that's so beneficial because when you go out to raise money from a small home-owned business, you will get a much larger contribution. They understand the benefits to the community than corporations. So once in a while, we all have to go to the big box stores, but the main thing is let's try to buy here locally. Let's not drive down to Cruces. Let's not go to Tucson. Let's not order off the internet. Let's go into one of our small businesses and say, can you order this? Prime example, Ace Hardware, is a basically a locally owned business. And I've had a situation where there was a special type of weather strip that I wanted, and I found out that Ace could order it in. And through doing that, they now actually carry it on the shelves. But this is the sort of thing where, yes, it may take a little bit more effort. Price-wise, if you start adding your transportation in and your time in, it's not costing you anymore. But you're really helping to support the community. And we've even started to branch off, and we have a committee now that's working on local investing. So what they're trying to do is basically make sure that people, rather than investing in Wall Street and getting into a global market, maybe think about, gee, here's a small business that needs to grow and they need a little bit more money, or here's a company that needs some startup funds. And investing in them, there's one individual that's invested in a chicken company, and she, instead of taking money and payment back in that sort of investment, she gets it in chickens. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of wonderful individuals here, and a lot of what Adrian's involved in is really getting people involved in the community, finding local solutions, and we're finding here at the Visitor Center that people are very interested in what we're doing. It's very attractive to them as far as the quality of our community. And the city itself has been making great strides. All of the solar parking structure, the wastewater treatment plant that's coming up, the city wells. When we look at some of the water retention projects that are going on, it's just absolutely wonderful. And now we're looking at sustainability. So trying to analyze what are the threats to our community in the future, wildfire, high winds, problems with water. Let's plan ahead, let's set policy, and let's continue to have this wonderful quality of life.
And I know that the Green Chamber of Commerce Local Food Committee has been involved with Farm to Chef, which we had
supported that for
third
several
annual
years.
Farm to Chef this year, and we'll be having a land link forum in January on the 12th. That's also, the Green Chamber of Commerce is a sponsor of that as well.
Well, and we also have sponsored the recycling recognition program this year. We will be hosting, one thing that we're real thrilled about is tied back to the Tamal Fiesta, the New Mexico Tourism Commission will be coming down here for their quarterly meeting the day before the Tamal Fiesta specifically, so they can be here for that event. And we're starting to see where more people, whether it's economic development or tourism or ecotourism or whatever the case may be, they're starting to find a tie-in. And the fact that we're here to support them, that's what it's all about, is building community and keeping that independent voice alive.
Before we start talking more about Tamal Fiesta, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Visitor Center. We serve as a clearinghouse for information for people in our community as well as for outside visitors. And right now we're seeing that about 1 out of every 10 people who comes in is local. So we're providing a lot of information to the local community as well as to outsiders who are coming in. We see outside visitors who are coming in who are really interested in what the Green Chamber is doing and the fact that our community is interested in sustainable development. We're open 7 days a week. Monday through Saturday, we're open from 9 to 5, and on Sundays, we're open from 10 to 2. So come on down and visit us. We'd love to show you what this place has to offer for Silver City and for Grant County. We're totally volunteer staffed. Right now we've got about 20 volunteers that work with us on a regular basis. And if you're interested in sustainable development and you're interested in Grant County and Silver City and have a knowledge of this place and a love for the area, come on and talk to us. We'd love to have you as a volunteer.
And with where would they call you? What would be the telephone number?
They can call us at the Visitor Center at 575-538-5555. And they can also email us at scgreenchamber@gmail.com.
I think the other thing Adrian mentioned, the love of the area, and that's one of the things that's really great is these people are sharing their own experiences, and that's what comes across. It's a very visitor-friendly area. We have a computer there for people to utilize the internet, or they've got Wi-Fi. We've got a wealth of materials. We've got more businesses coming in now. In order to have your materials up front, we do want it to be tourism related. That's one of the key components. But we are able to help people get the information, help plan their itinerary, whether they're going to the cliff dwellings or whether we're going to send them to the museums and let them stay in town for the day before they go out and do day trips. We're real excited too here for the 1st to the 15th of December. We are going to be working with the lodging industry with the Stay and Shop program, and several lodging enterprises are going to be offering discounts if folks go out, shop, and bring a receipt back from an independent business. They're going to either knock off a flat dollar amount or a percentage of their lodging costs. So this is really exciting to start seeing everybody kind of work together to see what we can do to support the community.
It'll just really be a great thing for the community just to get everyone involved. And
well, we're all communicating, mm-hmm. and we're listening to each other's concerns and issues. We're troubleshooting together. We're coming up with solutions. And this, to me, has always been the spirit of the Wild West and definitely rural New Mexico. We find a way to get it done with less and usually more effectively.
So let's talk about the Tamal Fiesta y Más. So this is the second annual event, and how did this get started last year?
We had some folks that actually had moved here and felt that downtown wasn't busy enough and wanted to find an event that we could draw people in to spend time downtown. We also always are looking to try to build the off-season. So just like I was involved in the initial Red Paint Powwow, wonderful timing to do it in the winter because we have so much going on in the summer. So also the tamal, this is a cultural food item that ties right back to the holiday season. So again, it was a great combination. Mm-hmm. And we started off, we had basically an Anglo committee last year, and we got through the first year. It wasn't nearly, I think, what all of us anticipated, but we realized the missing component was having natives. And so this year we really worked, Adrian's been working on this since I think May we started. The committee is Hispanics, and we really are there to help facilitate. We have a professional designer that's working with us. We have others working from other nonprofits, but we're letting the local people guide us on what is correct. That's why we had to change the name of the event, because we're celebrating the individual food item. So that is a tamal. Tamales is plural. So we had to learn, and we are learning, and continually every day. But we have, I think, really bridged communication, understanding, and we're continuing to learn more. But I'm going to let Adrian talk more about it because she's so intricately involved in the event. And we're just thrilled. It's really coming together this year.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
This is really a grassroots celebration of the Hispanic culture of Silver City in the region. This year, we've got 40 vendors. They represent community organizations. There'll be food and beverage vendors, so you can get tamales. You can buy your Christmas tamales. You can get gorditas, capirotada, bizcochos. We even have someone who will be selling red chili kettle corn. So there are all kinds of foods, all kinds of community organizations represented. We'll have arts and crafts vendors. We have a great entertainment lineup. The ceremony will start at 10 in the morning on Saturday, December 8th, in historic downtown Silver City. We'll start at 10 o'clock at the Visitor Center with a mariachi procession.
Headed over to where the event will all take place. We'll be closing off Broadway, and that worked great last year. So Bullard Street will still be open. We'll be encouraging people to park at the Visitor Center and the side streets. But then, basically, we will have Broadway just filled with vendors. And why don't you talk about some of the workshops also?
Sure. We're going to have arts and crafts and food vendors and community organizations all up and down Broadway from Bullard Street up to the museum. And at the museum, there will be bilingual storytelling sessions, and we also have two wonderful workshops scheduled. Juanita Escobedo, who grew up here in Silver City and is one of the people who's spearheading the Tamal Fiesta Committee, will be doing a Flores Mexicana workshop, showing people how to make Mexican paper flowers. And we will also have a Culture in the Kitchen workshop that focuses on holiday foods. And in particular, I believe they'll be talking about nopales and nopalitos and how they're incorporated in holiday cooking. We're going to have all kinds of events going on as part of the Tamal Fiesta. There will be music throughout the day. There'll be traditional and modern dancers. We mentioned the mariachi performance. There will be marachina dancers. We're also going to have performances by groups that are part of the Grant County Chicano Music Project. And part of the event, the whole day's events, will be a tardeada, which is kind of a street dance party in the afternoon. So come on down, there'll be something for everybody.
And we do have the judging of the tamales as well, and that we will have an award. And of course, we really feel good about that because we've got Tamal Fiesta y Mas, but it's also, because our event is the only celebration, and I keep wanting to go back to New Mexico Tamale Fiesta. I mean, that is a wonderful opportunity because we have Kate Brown making the awards, and whoever wins the best traditional or the best gourmet tamale basically has a marketing opportunity for a full year. We are getting calls from Texas, from Arizona, of course, throughout the state of New Mexico. And we just see this is going to continue to grow. We're real excited about it. Last year, everyone felt there was a real good flow of people downtown. This year, I think we can just anticipate more of that.
Well, just so many people came down, and we had a beautiful, beautiful day for it. And it was very successful last year, and I think it will continue to be a great event.
And it is really the history and the culture of our area. And that's what's so wonderful. I'm reading a book right now called Border, and it goes all the way back in the history up to the present day. And to hear really about what was going on in the Silver City and Southwest New Mexico area and the surveying and what was, you know, the whole desire to acquire everything south of the Gila River. And to know that we're here in the center of that, and that so much of Mexico's culture is here, and the Spanish culture, and to be able now to let that be a point of celebration. I was speaking with you earlier. I think that's the other thing I'm looking forward to is this is going to be a very happy and celebratory day. And with the stress that we're seeing right now in the world and the pace that we're all in, this is a moment to just relax and enjoy where we're at and the wonderful life that we do have in this community, and share that with our friends and family. That is so important, to take a moment and just appreciate what we have and to learn more. I learn more every day, and each time we have one of the committee meetings, which the committee's meeting weekly now, it's a task of love and a task of passion, I learn every time that we all come together. And that is what we want to share, and I think it's going to be a wonderful event. The fact that we're not only multicultural, but we're multi-generational, and embracing and being inclusive. That's the other thing. We really want everybody to be a part of this and to feel like this is their home. We're all happy together, and we're going to have a great time on December 8th.
So for more information, you can go to the website.
Yes, we have a website. It's tamalfiestaymas.org. So
that will
please
have
visit
a list
our
of,
site.
That will have a list of events and all the different activities going on
right,
throughout the day.
Right, and we'll have location, time, list of events, and also a history of some of the cultural aspects of Tamal Fiesta.
Well, thank you both very much for being on Community Spotlight.
Thank you. I just want to mention how... we had Kyle come talk at the Green Chamber drinks last month and how thrilling it is to have a community radio station up and going. It is so important to have a voice and to have this outlet, and we just appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Well, great, and we'll definitely have you all on again to hear what the Green Chamber and the Visitor Center are up to and get a news update.
Great, thank you so much.
We look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. So that concludes another Community Spotlight. You can hear Community Spotlight each Tuesday and Thursday right after the news at noon and the community calendar, and also again on Saturday at 10:30. So join me each week here for Community Spotlight right here on gmcr.org.